Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're going to always remember the blood. Even for eternity, we're going to remember the blood. Matter of fact, let me jump down to verse number 9. Let me just show this to you. And they sung a new song saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood." Notice the angels cannot sing this song. Only us as redeemed can sing this song. The angels were not saved. There are no saved angels, okay? They were on probation. I won't get into all that. Anyway, angels are not saved. They've not been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Only the redeemed can sing this song. Thou hast redeemed us by the blood of the Lamb. Listen, don't get tired of singing about the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And he redeemed us. He redeemed us by his blood. And how is he related? Well, he was the second Adam. That was the importance of the virgin birth. He became man. We just celebrated the Christmas and the virgin birth, and that was an important issue in God's economy. If he was born of the seed of man, there could be no redemption, but he was born of the seed of a woman. We understand that. So we see that Jesus Christ is the root of David. It shows his kinship. His humanity is in the root of David. It follows that lineage there. And there's the powerful one, the proper one. He's also the prevailing one. I love this. He has prevailed to open the books and to loose the seven seals thereof. What was he victorious over? The Bible tells us that Jesus prevailed over the death, hell, and the grave. He rose again. And aren't you glad about that? Because if he hadn't prevailed over death, hell, and the grave, there would be no hope for us. There would be no help for us. So Jesus Christ was the person who came. He had the right to do this. He had the authority to do this. He had paid the price. So we see the picture, the problem, the person. And then he, in verses number 6 and 7, it goes even a little farther. It talks about the precious one. Look in verse number 6. And 7, the precious one. And I beheld, John now is looking. He dried his eyes. Remember the elder said, weep not, quit crying. And I could just see John kind of wiping his eyes, wiping his nose, you know. And he said, I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. It's interesting. He goes from a lion to a lamb. In verse number 7, in verse number 5, he's referred to as a lion. In verse number 6, verse 5, he's referred to as a lion. In verse number 6, he's referred to as a lamb. As a lamb. 28 times in the book of Revelation, the word lamb is used. 28 times. It's actually used 30 times in the New Testament. 28 times it refers to Jesus Christ. Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. And the other time when they bring little lambs to the offering and all to the priest. But 28 times it's mentioned in the book of Revelation alone. And 4 times in chapter number 5, it refers to Jesus Christ as that lamb, that perfect lamb. It was 7 horns, 7 eyes, and 7 spirits. And we talked about this before. It refers to his perfect power, his omnipotence, the horns. He has all power. The 7 eyes refers to his perfect wisdom, his omniscience. There's omnipotence, omniscience, and then the 7 spirits. We looked at that before. There are not 7 Holy Spirits. There's 1 Holy Spirit, 1 Holy Ghost. But the 7 spirits refers to his perfect presence, his omnipresence. And in Daniel chapter 7, let me read this. This is very interesting. Back in when Daniel was writing in the Old Testament, and God appeared to him in a vision. In Daniel chapter number 7, Daniel saw this exact same thing, and he wrote this down in a vision. Verse number 13, and I saw in night visions, behold, one like the Son of Man came with clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days. Stop. Who's that Son of Man? Jesus Christ. Who's the Ancient of Days? That's God the Father. He came, Daniel saw this in a vision, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Jesus came to the Father. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people and nations and language should serve him. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. He has seen this take place, that Jesus has taken the scrolls. And matter of fact, in Daniel chapter number 12, Daniel is seeing these things. And verse number 8, Daniel chapter number 12, Daniel says, I heard, but I understood not. I don't get this, Lord. And then said, O Lord, when shall the end of these things be? Verse number 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the end of time. Daniel saw this take place in his vision. And here in Revelation chapter number 5, it goes in a little further detail of what this is, that he went from the picture from a lion to a lamb, Jesus Christ here in verses 6 and 7. And in verse number 8, I love this. We see the prayers. The prayers in verse number 8. And when he had taken the book, speaking of Jesus Christ, he took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. When he had taken that book, the four and beast and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Let me just stop here and let you know, your prayers are never wasted. Your prayers are never wasted at all. Matter of fact, we find in Psalm 141, verse number 2, these words. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as an incense, and let the lifting up my hands as the evening sacrifice. Then in Revelation chapter number 8, verses 3 and 4, we read these words. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar that was before the throne, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hands. I'm here to tell you, God hears every one of your prayers, every one of them. Your prayers are never wasted. Now, I think it also refers to that first model prayer that Jesus taught the disciples. Remember, the disciples came to Jesus and said, Lord, teach us to pray, even as John taught his disciples to pray. Remember, that was called the model prayer. He said, well, pray in like manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let me give you a side note. This is not God's kingdom. Jesus' kingdom is not yet. It's coming. The millennial reign of Christ is coming. That's why he said, pray for the kingdom to come and thy will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let me ask you a question. Is God's will being done on earth today as it is in heaven? Not at all. Not at all. Even in our life, God wants us to do some things. His will for our life is this. And because of our depravity, our sin nature, most times we go this way. Are you following? His will is not even being done in our lives, much less in earth. But yet the prayers of the saints, as Jesus taught the disciples to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, it's going to happen right now. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When God tells the angels or cherub or seraph or one of them hosts of the mighty angels to do something, yes, sir, right away. Instantaneously off they go on their mission, whatever it may be. Us, we hem and haw. Well, we'll get around to it, or when it suits us. Well, the prayers of the saints, we see that our prayers are never wasted. And then we'll close with this. We see the praise. There's the picture, the problem, the person, the precious one, the prayers, and then the praise. And verse number 9, I want you to notice they sung a new song, a new song.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.